Colossians chapter 3, Colossenses 3, versículos 22 a 25. Colossians chapter 3, verses 22 through 25. Colossians chapter 3, starting verse 22 down through verse 25. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as unplanned pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done. And there is no respect of persons. Colosenses 3, versículo 22 a 25. Siervos, obedeced en todo a vuestros amos terrenales, no sirviendo a como los que quieren agradar a los hombres, sino con corazón sincero, temiendo a Dios. Y todo lo que hagáis, hacedlo de corazón, como para el Señor y no para los hombres, sabiendo de que del Señor recibiréis la recompensa de la herencia, porque a Cristo el Señor servís. Mas el que hace injusticia recibirá la injusticia que hiciere, porque no hay acepción de personas. Por cuanto me asiento. Please be seated. In our church, we are blessed to have both employees and employers. We have both sides of this equation. Tonight we address the employees, perhaps in the future we'll look at the employers in chapter 4. But the Bible is explicitly clear in declaring how we are to behave one toward the other. And this evening it's in my desire to introduce those of you that are employees concerning your conduct. Nuestro ministerio tenemos la bendición de tener tanto patrones como empleados. La Biblia es explícitamente clara a declarar cómo ambos deben comportarse con el otro. Esta noche es mi deseo dirigirme a aquellos de ustedes que son empleados con respecto a su conducta. While the passage is directly dealing with this issue, many of our young people, most of them, are getting ready to start school this week. And the same instructions, I believe, found concerning service to masters could very well apply to students and teachers. So I'll make a similar application there. Si bien el pasaje aborda directamente este problema, muchos de nuestros jóvenes se están preparando para comenzar el nuevo año escolar esta semana. Las mismas instrucciones que se encuentran en relación con los sirvientes a los amos podrían muy bien aplicarse a los estudiantes y maestros. Es un poquito diferente, pero es más similar. It's a little different, but there's a lot of similarity there. So we get started. Think with me for a couple minutes. Imagine, if you would, some of you, it's real easy to imagine. Imagine you're a boss. What qualities are you looking for in a new employee? What would you expect, or what do you expect from your current employees? A medida que comenzamos, piense conmigo durante un par de minutos. Imagina que eres un jefe. ¿Qué cualidades busca en un nuevo empleado? ¿Qué esperaría de sus empleados actuales? Entiendo, en ese día es difícil para nuevo empleado porque muchas personas van a hacer trabajo. I know right now it's hard to find new employees because a lot of people right now don't want to work. But imagine, you get to choose what your next employee is going to be like. Young people, what makes a good student? What should teachers be able to expect from you in a school setting? Or as you look at your classmates, what makes them good students or bad students? Jóvenes, lo que te convierte en un buen estudiante, ¿qué deben esperar los maestros de usted en el entorno escolar? Cuando miras a tus compañeros de clase, ¿qué los hace buenos estudiantes o malos estudiantes? It is my desire that as Christians we will be the best employees as students of the world. It's me to say, okay, como cristianos seamos los mejores empleados estudiantes que podamos ser. We start this evening with our expected behavior, verses 22 and 23. Comenzamos esta noche con nuestro comportamiento esperado en los versículos 22 y 23. Verse 22, servants, Obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. Siervos, obedeced en todo a vuestros amos terrenales. We are to be obedient to our masters or to our bosses. There's no wandering around this problem. It's stated very succinctly, very directly. Obey your boss. Debemos ser obedientes a nuestros amos. No hay que deambular por el problema. Se expresa de manera sucinta y directa. Debemos obedecer a nuestros jefes. It's clear. It's clear, right? And the word for obey is a continuous command, and the idea is of listening to and submitting to the one who is giving the orders. It's also used of one who listens to the sound of the knocking of the door to allow entrance. La palabra obedecer es un mandato continuo, y es la idea de escuchar y someterse a que está dando las órdenes. También se usa para alguien que escucha el sonido de los golpes en la puerta para permitir la entrada de alguien. This is not simply that we're doing what we're told to do, but there's an attentiveness to hear the instruction. We're listening for what the boss wants us to do. So are we eager to do what the boss wants, or are we tuned in with his desires, his wills, his plans? No, por lo tanto, no es simplemente que estemos haciendo lo que se nos dice que hagamos, sino que hay una intención para escuchar la instrucción esperando que llegue. ¿Estamos ansiosos por hacer lo que el jefe quiere? ¿Estamos sintonizados con sus deseos, sus voluntades, sus planes? Notice that the servant was called to obey the master in all things. On the job, when it comes to working, you are to do everything your boss tells you to do. Obviously, we're not expected to sin. We see examples of this even in Exodus when the midwives refused to kill the babies. Note que el sirviente fue llamado a obedecer a su amo en todas las cosas. En el trabajo, cuando se trata de trabajar, debes hacer todo lo que tu jefe te diga que hagas. Obviamente, no se espera que pequemos. Vemos ejemplos. De esto incluso en Éxodo, cuando las parteras se negaron a matar a los bebés. However, when the boss tells us to do something, we're to be quick and attentive and obedient to what he wants, when he wants, and how he wants. It doesn't matter if we know a better way, a faster way, a cheaper way, or an easier way. The job is to be done according to his commands and his instructions. Sin embargo, cuando el jefe nos dice que hagamos algo, debemos ser rápidos, atentos y obedientes para hacer lo que él quiere, cuando quiere y como quiere. No importa si conocemos una forma mejor, más rápida, más barata o más fácil. El trabajo debe hacerse de acuerdo con sus órdenes e instrucciones.
I know, the boss is really happy. Yeah, Pastor preached this. I'm really glad you're telling our employees this is how we're supposed to work.
Think about it for a minute.
I'm leaving my notes here. I have to.
When you tell your employee, I want you to do this, is the boss required to tell the employee everything that's going on up here? Right? He's got this guy doing this because he's got this guy coming over here to do this next. He knows the entire order operations. This guy,
he said 3 inches of dirt, I don't want to put an inch down.
Well, if he's got a guy coming with a cement right behind him, he's got a problem. We're to be obedient.
Obedecer la mandatos de su jefe. No preguntas. No questions. Es la mandato de Dios.
That's the command of God. Notice it says, not with eye services, with men. Note que dice no con el servicio a ojo como complacer a los hombres. ¿Qué significa esto prácticamente? What does it mean practically? No, it's this idea to be an eye pleaser, eye service to men pleasers.
When I was at college, I worked for a temporary agency. When you work for these companies, they contract you out to different companies looking for temporary workers. When you agree to a job, they call me up. Steven, you willing to do a job? Yes, I'm willing. Good. Be here at such and such a time. You'll be working for at such and such an hour. You are guaranteed. When they call you up and you agree to a job, if you show up at the job, you're guaranteed 4 hours pay, whether you work or not. Okay. Cuando estaba en la universidad, trabajé para una agencia temporal. Cuando trabajas para esas empresas, te subcontratan a diferentes empresas en busca de trabajadores temporales. Cuando aceptas un trabajo, se le garantiza un mínimo de 4 horas de pago, ya sea que trabaje esa cantidad de tiempo o no. I only have one occasion where I was called to a company and they forgot that they asked me to come. Now, you guys know me well, so you can understand my rejoicing that they forgot that they called for me when every 30 minutes no supervisor showed and they'd send me home and pay me for 4 hours. The next day when they called and they asked if I would come back to the company because the supervisor was ready for me, I was gladly willing to tell the temporary agency, no, I'm not going. Find somebody else. Because I discovered while I was there waiting for the supervisor to come that my responsibility was going to be climbing up the outside, the side of the silo, across the top, and back down the ladder on the inside to the bottom of the silo to clean the inside of it out. I looked at the side of the silo, I looked at the up to the ladder going up, and I was praying, please forgive me, please forgive me, please forgive me. And I was so mad God answered my prayer that day. Solo tuve una ocasión en la que me llamaron a una empresa y se olvidaron de que preguntaban por mí. No había supervisor para mí, así que después de 30 minutos me enviaron a casa con mi paga de 4 horas. Al día siguiente, cuando me pidieron que volviera ahí, felizmente dije que no. Descubrí que estaría trepando por un silo, luego bajando por un silo para mediar al fondo. Cuando vi lo alto que tenía que subir y bajar, estaba alabando a Dios porque se olvidaron de mí. I was so thankful. However, the agency often sent me to the same warehouse. I worked in one company probably for 3 years, every summer, every Christmas. I got in trouble. I worked for two different agencies. They both sent me to the same company on two succeeding shifts. Messed me up because I wound up working a 20-hour workday when you were only allowed to work a 16-hour workday. When they found out, caused a lot of issues. But one day they hired 8 of us to come in and work. We had 2 loads to unload. And these other individuals, 6 of these individuals I was working with, they were watching to see when the supervisor came. And as they were watching for when the supervisor came, they hurried up. As soon as they saw him coming, they'd hurried up and they start stacking the boxes, and they were a pain in the neck because they messed everything up because they put the wrong boxes in the wrong places to make it look like they're actually doing something, and they were not. Their assistance for a few minutes that the supervisor did not cause more work in the long run as they did everything wrong. Sin embargo, esta agencia a menudo me enviaba a un almacén. Un día, almacén contrató a 8 de nosotros. Cuando comenzamos a trabajar, los demás estaban esperando a su supervisor. Cuando apareció, se apresuraron a actuar como si estuviera trabajando. En realidad, sí, asistencia durante los pocos minutos que el supervisor estuvo presente causó más trabajo a largo plazo, ya que se hizo mal. They kept berating me, as well as another older man who, for working too hard, because they were concerned if we finish a job too soon, that we're going to get paid for 4 hours to get sent home at lunch. I tried warning them, tried to let them know, listen, I've been working here for 2 years. They've never sent me home at lunch. They will find something for us to do. This is a big warehouse. There's something to do. Don't worry about it. Just work. And it didn't work. They didn't want to work because they're scared they weren't going to pay for 4 hours. So, yeah, regañándolos a mí y a mí y a otro hombre mayor por trabajar demasiado. Les preocupaba que si terminábamos el trabajo antes de tiempo, solo no contratarían por 4 horas en lugar de 8. Traté de convencerlos de que este almacén no funcionaba de esa manera, pero fue en vano. Eventually our second load came in, and while we were told to split into 2 equal groups of 4, it was only 2 of us who went to the second truck to unload. After lunch, the other 6 people were sent home. They were done for the day. They got the 4 hours and were gone. I was left with this other man to finish both loads and fix their mistakes. Finalmente llegó nuestra segunda carga y aunque nos dijeron que nos dividiéramos en 2 grupos iguales, solo 2 de nosotros subimos al segundo camión. Después almuerzo, las otras 6 personas fueron enviadas a casa. con sus 4 horas de trabajo. Y yo me quedé con ese otro hombre para terminar ambas cargas y corregir sus errores. Not only did I get my full 8 hours that day, after the 8-hour shift was over, and we finished both trucks in 6 hours, I was handed the broom and given an additional 4 hours of overtime pay. No solo tuve las 8 horas completas después de que terminó el turno, terminamos en 6 horas, me entregaron una escoba y me pagaron 4 horas de tiempo extra. I use this example because this is what it looks like when people work according to eye service. So not only the supervisor was there watching and seeing what they were doing, they worked to some degree. They were trying to keep him happy. Young people, supervisors are not stupid. They know what's happening. And they see right through that nonsense. And they got terminated. They got fired for the day. They were had to find another company, and it gets put in the record when you get sent home like that.
Utilizo este ejemplo porque estas personas estaban trabajando de acuerdo con el servicio presencial. Mientras el supervisor los observaba, trabajaban hasta cierto punto. Estaban tratando de mantenerlo feliz. Sin embargo, cuando le dio la espada, se fueron.
Jóvenes, ven esto todo el tiempo. Hay estudiantes en tus clases, trabajan duro siempre y cuando el maestro esté mirando. Si el maestro sale de salón, se van. Young people use this all the time. There are students that are in your classes and they work hard. They keep their mouths shut and they work so long as the teacher is watching. But as soon as the teacher leaves the room or turns their back to write on the board, they quit working, they goof off. I will tell you some of the things the students did in my classes, but I will tell you that there was a lot of things that they thought the teacher didn't see. However, I've come to discover, remember young people, we're talking about how mothers, we're talking about this in youth group, moms have eyes in the back of their heads. So do teachers a lot of times. I don't know how they do it, but they see things behind them. I can give you some tricks, but I won't do that as a teacher. I don't want to give away some of the tricks I use in school, like using the whiteboard as a mirror. But there are a lot of tricks that you use to make sure you actually never turn your back on your students. Sometimes you don't think they're getting away with it because it's just minor enough that it's not worth it, but you wait till it's big, and then. Okay, so young people, remember, teachers, eyes, back of the heads. Okay, jóvenes, recuerde maestros ojos, atrás de cabeza. Okay? Bien. And if you ever get a picture of their eyeballs in the back of their head, I want to go to see a picture of them. Okay? Okay. But you'll see it in sports. If coach signs running, this never happened when I was running cross country or for any other sports. The coach signs, okay, I want you to do 8 laps. And then he goes inside. I guarantee you, when you coach signs you 8 laps and he goes inside, there are not 8 laps run. You're lucky if you get 6 laps run. Somebody or other starts counting, and somehow or other they lose track of what number of lap you're on, and it changes the number. Lo hacen en los deportes. Si el entrenador asigna carrera y luego sale de área, acortan la distancia o se equivocan en la cantidad de vueltas que se están corriendo. This is exactly what we are told not to do. You don't work well because the boss is watching. You work good at all times.
Esto es exactamente lo que se nos dice que no debemos hacer. No trabajas bien porque el jefe está mirando. Trabajas bien todo el tiempo.
Just imagine at the end of the verse we're told that we're to work with a singleness of heart, fearing God.
Esto se menciona al final del versículo cuando se nos dice que debemos trabajar con sencillez de corazón, temiendo a Dios. La idea de la soltería es la simplicidad. Es literalmente que trabajas igual este jefe mirando o no.
The idea of singleness is simplicity. It's literally that you work the same whether the boss is watching or not. How? Fearing God. ¿Cómo? Temiendo a Dios.
No de no obedecemos por temor a hombre. ¿Qué me va a hacer mi empleador? Él podría despedirme, aunque en la sociedad actual eso es cada vez más difícil de hacer.
Notice, we don't obey out of the fear of man. What's my employer going to do to me?
He might fire.
fire me, though in today's society it's getting harder and harder to actually fire somebody who doesn't want to do any work. When we're at work, we work remembering that we're always, always in God's eye. He sees everything that we do. When you slack off or ignore instructions, the boss might not see, but God does. Cuando trabajamos, trabajamos recordando que estamos siempre a los ojos de Dios. Él ve todo lo que hacemos. Cuando gozaneas o ignoras las instrucciones, es posible que el jefe no lo vea. Pero Dios. Therefore, verse 23, we are to work heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. Por lo tanto, en el versículo 23, debemos trabajar de corazón como para el Señor y no para los hombres. En versículo 23, todo lo que hagáis, hacedlo de corazón como para el Señor y no para los hombres. Verse 23, and whatsoever you do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Literally, we work from the soul, and all our labor is counted as if it's unto God. Literalmente, trabajamos desde el alma. Todo nuestro trabajo debe ser contado como para Dios. Does your boss tell you to do something? Consider it as if God has given you an instruction. Do what you've been told as if this is a command which God expects and demands from you. ¿Tu jefe te dice que hagas algo? Considerado como si Dios te hubiera dado instrucciones. Haz lo que te han dicho como si este fuera el mandato que Dios espera y exige de ti. Some of you have unsaved bosses. Algunos de ustedes tienen jefes no salvos.
Somebody say, tu jefe no es en la iglesia. Somebody say, I hope that your boss isn't hearing that. Sanctuary.
Some of you have unsaved bosses. Is your labor to their commands able to point them to your heavenly master? Is your work ethic the same when they're watching and when they're not? ¿Es tu trabajo a sus órdenes capaz de señalarlos a tu maestro celestial? ¿Tu ente de trabajo es la misma cuando están mirando y cuando no? We have a knowledge concerning our responsibility in verses 24 and 25. Tenemos un conocimiento acerca de nuestra responsabilidad en los versículos 24 y 25. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Sabiendo que del Señor recibiréis la recompensa de la herencia, porque a Cristo el Señor servís. Mas el que hace injusticia recibirá la injusticia que hiciere, porque no acepción de personas. Notice, there is a reason why we serve this way. It's because we know that we will receive our reward from our Heavenly Father. The reality is that in all things we serve Christ.
Note hay una razón por la cual servimos de esa manera. Es porque sabemos que recibiremos nuestra recompensa de nuestro Padre Celestial. La realidad es que en todas las cosas servimos a Cristo. Let me address something with you this evening, and it is a pet peeve. I don't know if pet peeve is going to translate right in Spanish, but I'm trying. Permítanme abordar algo con ustedes esta noche. Eso es un motivo de preocupación. Amen.
There are some who claim that being a pastor or missionary is full-time Christian service. There's a problem with this. According to this verse, we are all always to be engaged in full-time Christian service. Hay algunos que afirman que ser pastor o misionero es un servicio cristiano de tiempo completo. Hay un problema con esto. De acuerdo con este versículo, todos debemos estar siempre ocupados en el servicio cristiano a tiempo completo. Are you a mechanic? You're always serving Christ in your labor as a mechanic. Are you a student? You're always serving Christ in your labor as a student. Are you a cleaner, a landscaper, a decorator, a cook, or anything else? In your labor, you labor for Christ first and foremost. Eres mecánico. Siempre estás sirviendo a Cristo en tu labor como mecánico. Eres estudiante. Siempre estás sirviendo a Cristo en tu labor de estudiante. Eres estudiador. paisajista, decorador, cocinero, o cualquier otra cosa. En tu labor trabajas para Cristo ante todo. Your work is done toward Christ as the one who will give you the reward. Many labor for the reward. Heard it tonight already. They labor for the reward of a paycheck. Or maybe a bonus. Word labor, you hear the words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Su trabajo se hace así a Cristo como el que le dará la recompensa. Muchas personas trabajan para recibir las recompensas de un cheque de pago o un bono. Debemos estar trabajando para escuchar las palabras, bien hecho, buen siervo y fiel. The ministry of pastor is different and is very much a labor. Trust me, it's work. Different work, but it's work. But I'm no more in full-time Christian service than you are. We both completely serve Christ. The only difference is where we serve. El ministerio de pastor es diferente y es mucho trabajo. Sin embargo, no estoy más en el servicio cristiano de tiempo completo que tú. Ambos servimos completamente a Cristo. La única diferencia es dónde estamos sirviendo. Also reminded of what we already know. We do that which is wrong, we will receive for that which we have done. Además, si nos recuerda lo que ya sabemos, si hacemos lo que está mal, recibiremos por lo que hemos hecho. Versículo 25, that's verse 25. Again, this verse is both comforting and warning. Una vez más, este versículo es de consuelo y advertencia. Nuestra sociedad ha adoptado abiertamente un sistema de justicia de dos y tres niveles. La justicia se aplica en función de la riqueza o posicionamiento político. Algunos son juzgados con dureza, algunos son dejados en paz. Our society has openly embraced a two or three-tier system of justice. Justice applied based on wealth or political positioning. Some are judged harshly and some are not off easy. In school, some kids get away with everything. Other kids, they get away with nothing. We obey for a different reason. Our God sees, and He rewards, and His justice is not swayed by men's opinions. En la escuela, algunos niños se salen con la suya en todo. Los niños se salen con la suya. Obedecemos para una razón diferente. Nuestro Dios ve y recompensa. Su justicia no se deja influir por las opiniones de los hombres. Aplicación en esta noche. This evening we're addressing a very simple topic, and one that we should already know, but yet it's one that is repeated a couple times in the New Testament. We are to be good servants, good employees, and good students. Esta noche estamos hablando un tema simple, uno que ya deberíamos conocer, y sin embargo, uno que se repite en el Nuevo Testamento. Debemos ser buenos servidores. Buenos empleados y buenos estudiantes. Young people, as you start the school year, you will receive assignments. As you walk through them with your parents, and yes, parents, you need to know what your kids are learning and whether it's biblically true or not. Make sure you are working as to the Lord. Jóvenes, al iniciar el año escolar, recibirán tareas a medida que los trabaja con sus padres. Y sí, padres necesitan saber que están aprendiendo sus hijos, y sí, es bíblicamente cierto o no. Jóvenes, asegúrese de estar trabajando con para el Señor. Employees, serve your bosses or you're serving Christ, for God sees all you do, and we are laboring for His. Empleados sirvan a su jefe como si estuvieran sirviendo a Cristo, que Dios ve todo lo que hacen y estamos trabajando para su recompensa. Una más aplicación. Mensaje esta noche es para empleados. Message tonight for employees, right? So look at chapter 4, verse 1. Capítulo 4, versículo 1. Masters or bosses, jefes. Give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. Amos, haced lo que es justo y recto con vuestros siervos, sabiendo que también vosotros tenéis un amo en los cielos. Recuerde, jefes, vuestro jefe en el cielo es su
relación con sus empleados, correct? Those agents. Is your relationship with your employees like that of God? You have just as much and just as much of an expectation as is expected of your employees. As close as work, obviously. Father, I do ask you to help us. How does the church, Father, that we wouldn't be the example of employees that others want to hire? Because our worth ethic is built upon our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask that we would be found to be faithful servants, diligent in what we're doing, obedient and working hard. Not just when the boss is looking, not just when the teacher's paying attention to what we do. Father, whether the teacher is collecting the homework or not, may we do the assignments we're told to do and do it willingly and cheerfully. And may we have such an ethic of Christian service that we might be able to point others to the one who is watching everything we do. May we never forget that all we do is for you. Because whether we eat, whether we move or breathe, everything we have is from you. And so I ask, Father, that we would then willingly give back to you with everything that we have and all. We ask these things in your Son, most precious name.